Wow. It's Saturday. And my music's back. Talk. One of my favorite songs. Love this song, Talk. And we're back today with Dan Burley Show live on RBN. Monday through Friday, you can hear me on Truth Radio. From 6 to 7 Central Standard Time. And if you want to call me at any time, you can do so at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. I get some really great listeners, and they call me up and they tell me wonderful things, and I want you to be one of them, so give me a call. I talk to my listeners. I listen to you. And I try to put the information out that you provide, because I think you're important. That's what makes this broadcast. And I wish and pray that you could come out and support RBN. You know, make sure this broadcast is on. They need help here. So please, you know, if you can, give to RBN. Also, if you can help me in my quest to what I'm doing on my broadcast. Again, you know, a few dollars, you know, can help. Every dollar can help bring the best news, reporting, and journalism to internet, shortwave, and everything else we have here. It's growing. I don't know if you folks know that they got a new radio coming out very soon, where you can pop in your car a radio system that's going to pick up internet radio. So think where we're going to be in the future, internet radio broadcasters. We're pioneers here. So it's a new movement, a new wave. So you're in this, you're a part of the family, so let's keep this thing growing and keep the support coming, because these programs are going to be taking to another level with the Millennium Radio that's coming out. More and more listeners are on the internet and on shortwave and everything else today, because that's where you can find more facts, more information, because we research a lot more than most. A lot of people have broken stories here you won't hear on mainstream press. Now, tonight, I'm going to talk about something that's really disturbing. I've got 3 hours here. The one thing I'm calling attention to is about trying to silence a bartender in Chicago. It was a situation that happened at 5425 West Belmont at Jesse's Shortstop Inn, a tavern. And it happened on February 19th. There was a bartender, and I hail her. And I'll explain why I hail her. She didn't allow somebody to come in the bar and just still stopping drunk or keep giving them alcohol and keep giving them alcohol so that they could go out and get in a car and cause a harm to another person. She didn't want them to, you know, get so bad off with alcohol that they would die. And she did something. She took action, and she paid for it dearly. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, we're back. And folks, if you want to go to my blogger, it's deannburley.blogspot.com, deannburley.blogspot.com, or go to clearblogs.com/deannburley's radio club. And I have articles up there. Just put me in Google. Google's the easiest way. Many sites, things I've been involved in, and articles, stories, investigations, things. But going back to the story, and I'm going to bring John on in just a moment. There's a woman in Chicago that was at a bar as a bartender. She was working at Jesse Shortstop Inn, 5425 West Belmont in Chicago. And on the 19th, there were people that saw this, and what happened was a police officer came in. I guess he was off duty. Came in the bar and he kept drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. And she cut him off. She cut him off. Now, there's more to this story. It will go on about this, but she cut off him drinking at the bar. He was evidently off duty. And the thing was, he was getting drunk, uncontrollable. And she just felt that she did not want him to, further this rampage he was going through. So anyway, on film, there was camera, surveillance film, it shows this off-duty officer going on a rampage, and he got on a rampage on her because she cut him off because she refused to serve him another drink because she thought he was intoxicated. So when she refused to serve him, he goes behind the bar with a bar stool. He starts beating her, kicking her. And people were watching this. Nobody did anything. Someone called 911, and then she was, you know, pretty much injured. But the whole thing is that, you know, folks, you know, what is going on here? Now, how do you feel about this? Okay, I've seen this happen. I was really mad about something that happened out in the same area. Bartenders just giving, you know, alcohol out nonstop to individuals, you know, and they just keep drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking because they can, you know, see, alcoholics do this. This is a little key thing, and I'm not saying this cop was an alcoholic. But they do this type of thing. They go in and they find spots that they can go to. They talk to the bartender on there, and lady, and kind of, you know, sweet talker or whatever, or a woman is a sweet talker. Bartender is the man, and they make up a rapport with that person so that when they come in, they can get, you know, free drinks or, you know, and some of these bartenders just keep giving drink after drink after drink. They don't care if a person might come down with alcohol poisoning. The person, the alcoholic, doesn't care. He's just, or she's just coming in there to fiend off their habit, and they're finding, a patsy. Patsy is the bartender because they figure, okay, I'm going to keep getting this liquor, it's free, and I'll keep drinking it free, and I'll just keep flirting, and I'm going to keep getting this alcohol, and then eventually they'll have cirrhosis of the liver, kidney damage, and, you know, they'll be in the hospital or they might die. So shouldn't there be a cutoff? I think so. Now, this is on the regular folks out there. Now, again, I've seen this happen, and the thing is, it was astounding, is that the people that were doing it, the individual they were doing it to, I was thinking it was a conspiracy amount of alcohol they were allowing these people to drink. Nobody said anything. Nothing happened, except for that person kept getting drunk and, you know, and drunker and drunker. And in this particular case, this woman cut off the person. Now, I'm going to look at this a little further to see if she realized this was a cop. But the thing was, she cut off a police officer, and he goes behind the bar, takes a bar stool, starts beating her and kicking her and everything else. Eventually, I think they put him on suspension, what they normally do out here. They suspend them not without pay, but they still get their pay, but they're suspended until further investigation. And then eventually, they might end up getting fired off the force, but again, they're suspended with pay. Now, how does that help the bartender that's laying on the floor beaten after death? I'm going to bring John on. John, are you there?
Hi, Dan, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Nice and warm out here in central New York. We're losing the snow again, a little flooding, and other than that, doing good.
Can you imagine, did you hear the story I was telling you?
Yeah, I heard this story. I've seen it on TV where they've advertised where this guy's beating up the bartender, but they didn't say it was a woman, and they didn't give the specifics like you just gave. And, again, you know, it's the law that the bartender's responsible for someone drinking, and if they go out and have an accident or something, the bar is responsible. And so it's their job to stop anybody from over-consuming or whatever, or make arrangements that they don't injure somebody. And she was well within her means of the law, of what her job was supposed to be.
Right, but then she ended up getting kicked, beat, stomped, and everything behind the bar by the person that was cut off, which happened to be an ex-officer. Now currently ex-officer, he was just, you know, off at that particular time. And the guy was over 200-some-odd pounds, and she was a little lady, and the thing is that people saw this, and it was videotaped. You know, it was on video. And the whole thing is that they were saying that one of the officers sat at the bar and munched on a snack, I guess, why this was going on. Why the other, you know, and the thing is that nobody did anything.
Well, isn't that typical for our nation right now? We stand over and we all just watch and think it's a movie going by. We do nothing. President Bush can announce he saw the first plane hit for the first three speeches he said, and then he sat there through the second plane, and we all still accept that it was not an inside job. We're all standing here. We know there's free energy. They raise the price of fuel, and they give us a dumb story. We just keep biting and biting and biting and biting and not doing anything. And it's like I say, they're going to orchestrate our starvation. They're going to orchestrate us to the FEMA camps, and we're going to walk there and watch it happen and watch them shoot us.
Yeah, and listen to this. This is the interesting thing about this. Well, police, this is out of the Chicago Sun-Times. It says no one was blindsided on this. Police reviewed the videotape February 22nd, and the state's attorney's office saw the tape February 23rd. Asked why police did not make an arrest then. Now, this guy was not arrested. Again, Chicago, different places go by clout. This is a good example. And basically, they said that the police officer, after he had kicked this woman, and it happened on the 19th, okay, no arrest was made, and this is going up to the 23rd, it said that he decided to check himself into a substance abuse center. And the Department of Regulations prevented officers from learning the identity of anyone checked in such a center. So they said on March 14th, the police charged the police officer with misdemeanor battery, apparently after he had left the center. But the thing is that, you know, again, isn't beating somebody a felony? The misdemeanor is no record. So this is the whole thing, folks. But, you know, are we getting to a point where certain folks are above the law? Now, I told you down the street one day out here, and, you know, I was pulled over because they said my license plate light was out over my license plate, Lombard. So they stopped me, and I forgot that it was close to the end of the month, and the police have to empty their ticket book before the end of the month, because once they empty all their books, then, that satisfies what the county's looking for, because they get a lot of revenue from all these stops they make. They make a lot of revenue off of these traffic stops. So if they stop you for any incident and they start fishing, they'll fish around for this and that and the other, see if there's anything else that they can charge you with. That's more money for that one car. So you make 20 or 30 stops like that a day, you make a huge amount of revenue for the town and city that you live in. That's how the game is played. Now, this particular, again, this officer had a heavy abuse to alcohol. Now, is it right that this should happen? No. But the thing is that this happens. I remember... there was a person that was working with me in one of the county offices, and he went home, and he got mad at his wife and his children, and he took a coffee table and broke the leg off. He broke he beat his wife to the point that shattered her jaw, and she was laying bleeding in pain, and then the kids were trying to jump on this guy to get him off of their mother. So anyway, he turned the table leg onto his kids, and he shattered one kid's knees with the leg, and he beat the other daughter so severely, all three of them ended up in the hospital. Now again, with the clout situation, what happened? He knew people at certain places. They made him disappear, kind of like from his... bothable job, so the heat blew over. And he was right back full force. We'll talk more about this. 800-313-9443. Want to hear what you've gone through or seen? Call in, please. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders' political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on the Late Night with Deanne Girly show on RBN. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Now, John, what do you think about this practice? You know, bartenders, are they, you know, should they take the risk and tell people no, cut them off? Or, you know, after seeing this situation, I guess a lot of them are going to say, you know, they don't want to die or be beaten. And also, will this mean that they're going to allow more and more people coming out and drinking? And, you know, what does this send out, you know, as far as us being, you know, feeling safe with our law enforcement officials if they're out there drinking in bars and getting to the point they're uncontrolled?
Well, it's just like, Teddy Kennedy had a girl die under his wing, and it was all covered up, and, you know, you don't really know what the story is because they're the ones in charge of giving the story. It's like 9/11. They reported the story as being the foreigners, a terrorist attack when it was an in-house job. As far as a bar room, I grew up in a bar room. My father had a six-lane bowling alley. I started serving beer when I was 8 years old. My feelings about a bar room is, number one, it was family. There was a lot of good things that happened, and there was a lot of good communications. They're declaring a lot of the drinking and whatnot is totally wrong, and you know it's in charge of all the accidents we have. I mean, the guy could be drunk and not be driving wrong, be stopped at a stop sign, have a gentleman hit him in the back, and then here is the fault of the accident was because of alcohol, when the truth of the matter was someone else.
And that's very, very true, because I'm going to tell you, after being a former circuit court clerk, deputy clerk out here in Illinois, I would say what I was seeing for these accidents, the majority, have to be on the ragers, and a lot of those ragers have to be on drugs. And, you don't ever hear them doing, like, a sobriety test to people that are on some type of drug. It's an alcoholic. Now, most alcoholics drive out here. They drive very cautiously. They try to stay in the speed limit and everything because they don't want a DUI. Once in a while, you run into one that, may have caused the accident, but then they might be on another substance, not just alcohol. But the majority of the alcoholics out there are not doing what they claim. Now, the other thing out there is dangerous to the sleepers. There's people that just, pass out from being overtired from, sleeping, and fall out, and they might cause an accident. And then there's other people out there that just don't know how to drive. And that's a large majority of that. Now, they try to form opinions that those people that don't know how to drive happen to be the youth and the elderly and stuff, but this is across the board, folks. I've been on the expressway and seen people just, you're just at one spot, and they'll just cut you off in a corner where you can get your car badly hit. I've seen rollovers and everything else because these drivers think they're getting James Bond pictures or something like that, and they weave from one spot to another, hitting 100 miles an hour and up. And they don't realize because, you don't know if that person in there is raged or on drugs or, just thinks that, they can defy every aspect of reality in driving properly. They just had a crash today in Chicago where a school bus driver, she died and was in an intersection. Everybody said that the emergency vehicle was at fault. But again, when the story gets told, and because, those people that are in the, policing agency, they don't take the fault for these things. Because, see, they can't really, because if they turn their signal, their light on or whatever, they're acting as a conduit to look up a criminal or something like that. So anybody that stops them or does anything either just stops to try to avoid them. If they cause an accident, then you're charged with a ticket because you're stopping them from pursuing. And I think that's wrong, too. Why should we take the, burden for their lack of driving and not doing the proper thing? What is your opinion of that, John? How do you feel about it?
Well, the report is written that talking on a cell phone is worse than DWI driving as far as distracting and losing concentration on what you're doing driving. But even in my little town, I can count approximately, I'm going to say 10 people a day at least. I was doing it for a while, and I was coming up with the number 10 where I was counting people. I was actually taking down their time, their license plate, the description of the car, and that they were talking on a cell phone and where they were. And the reason I was doing that is because I was doing it right in front of the courthouse, in fact, to show that there was no enforcement of it, just to show how the law is coerced. It's like one of those clicky things. Again, if you were a person that they were looking for and you did that, you'd be pulled right over immediately. They have usually local bar rooms that the, quote, upper clique hang out with, and we have people that our bartenders there, or our waitresses there, they can tell you who are drinkers that are on the force or on the judgeship or whatever else. And there's lots of them, and they don't ever get in trouble. They can be drive home with being totally lit. And again, what I want to make a point of with the bar room is it's quite a family affair. You have a family of people, and I'm not always saying it's positive, but I'm not always saying it's negative either. But it's a good association of communication in the community that they're trying to stop, so they're declaring drinking a major problem, and I hear the music, so.
Yeah, we'll be back after this break, but we're going to talk about this. And by the way, I'm not against bars at all. I think that's a good place to communicate. But again, we'll talk more when we come back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wow, all my kids are back. I'm really happy now. This is BN on RBN, live Monday through Friday, Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're talking about, you know, things that happen in bars and things. And, you know, the thing is, like John was saying, bars can be like a family. People come in and drink, and they have friends there, and they kind of share, and it's takes the edge out of, you know, the day. And, you know, once in a while in bars you have, you know, people that are disruptive. You have people in there that, you know, get out of control. And, you know, and there's alcoholics out there that are, you know, aggressive. And then you have alcoholics there that are not. And you have people out there, you know, that drive no matter what. It's kind of like if you look at some of the movies, Westerns, when you see I remember this Lee Marvin. I can't think of his name. The actor was in this movie, Cat Ballou, he was, you know, a gunslinger. And he was, you know, he could shoot like all beans if he was drunk. He could, you know, ride a horse drunk or not. And same thing with alcoholics. Some of them can drive, and they drive really good, you know. And then there's people out here that are stone sober, and they cause worse accidents than you ever can imagine. I've seen them drive the opposite end of the street. I've seen everything. Because, you know what, I work traffic. I saw it from the get-go. In fact, that that's a good place for people to actually do a survey to see who actually does cause all these crashes. And it's not necessarily who you think. Now, again, you know, there's people in the cars that are snorting cocaine and stuff. There's no physical check that they can do when they come to a car to see if they're, you know, taking drugs like that, unless they search the car. A lot of times they don't do that. But depending on who you are, they will search your car. Like, for instance, if I'm driving the street, they'll stop me, you know, look and see what I'm doing because, you know, I'm on here and it's pretty controversial. But I remember when I was working in the court and Jeffrey Dahmer was driving down Dundee Road out in Wheeling and he was out there in, it was Palatine. It was on Dundee Road in Palatine and had just gone to the gas station. He dropped his driver's license and he had an arm on the back seat of his car. And his driver's license ended up in my division. And I saw his driver's license. Somebody knew saw his driver's license on the ground at a gas station and handed it over to the gas station, which turned it over to the court system, which I had it at that particular time in my department. After I read his case, it was like, you know, extraordinary because he was going to bars, picking up people and doing stuff. You know, he would pick them up from Chicago, bring them into Wisconsin because in Wisconsin they have the death penalty and would kill them there. But, you know, the thing is, it's not about the bars, it's just the consciousness of what is going on with, you know, folks and how people, you know, are doing stuff. And when you have law enforcement people drinking, and then John was talking about something about these cell phones. Now, I want to bring this up, too. They say they have to have a cell phone law because somebody said that somebody, you know, was talking on a phone and they weren't concentrating, so they had to have an accident and this, that, and the other. But how many years on the road have people had CBs, truckers and people? They talked and they didn't have any accident. And then if you see a severe crime on the road, they tell you to dial 911 on the phone. So if you can't use the phone, can you call 911? Because if you're using the phone while you're driving, that means that you're doing something against the law. Then in addition to this, have you ever thought about law enforcement? They got phones and different things in their car and totally distracted. Imagine them having in their car a system that tells them what speed you're going. They have talking on the phone to dispatch. They got all these different things in their vehicle. And then at one point they're told to hurry and speed to this destination and they hit the light. And you're in a lane and they don't turn on the siren. You see the light and it could be too late because by that time they're on you. What are you doing that?
Dad? Well, you've got a lot of things why people drink. And a profession of painting, you're in fumes all the time, and it seems to be the history of people that paint drink pretty heavy. And I think it's because of the correlation of drugs that they get in their body of contaminations. The booze helps them get away from their feelings or whatever, and so they seem to drink quite a bit. I think the legal system is that way. I think a lot of cops see a lot of bad things and have trouble handling them. And so they, and also I think it's their character of growth in their life. They tend to like the machismo, male imaging of being a hero more or less, and the lights and the sirens and having a few beers and having the camaraderie of association with the buddies and having a good time. And it's kind of a show thing, and at the same time, it can get out of hand. And so anyhow, you know, everybody has their own story of different things, and you know, if you do wrong or do right, or but at the same time, it's an open door to do wrong a little bit. But it's also being criminalized at the time because I think they're trying to shut down communications in the public.
Oh, they are, definitely. And, it's just like the situation that in Illinois, too, they got this smoking ban. A smoking ban is inclusive of bars. So if a person used to go to the bar and sit down, you know, wanted to sit down and have a cocktail and talk to their friend or whatever, and while they're drinking, they, you know, smoke a cigarette before they, you know, the law, they could, you know, at one point go outside and smoke, but now they're banning a whole community from smoking. So that means that these people are not going to frequent these bars, and the people having those bars trying to create business and, money, then they're not going to be able to do it because their clients are going two, three towns over to drink, because in that other town that they go into, they can smoke and drink.
You've got a situation also where in the past, you know, like smoking a cigarette in the past, you had tobacco. And it was usually rolled in a leaf of tobacco. And then it went to paper and then the filters. Well, today, a cigarette can have like a 66 count or 166 count of other items other than tobacco in the cigarette itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a situation of, now, it's not just smoking tobacco. It's smoking a chemical factory. And so what is that doing to you, and where does it go, and all those kind of things? And is drinking the same way? Do they now, is it drinking real liquor? Is it drinking false liquor? Is it drinking a chemical factory? You know, what is the ramifications of all this stuff? Plus, we also are getting a lot of toxins of everything else going on. So are we less capable because you have a few drinks anymore? I don't have a direct answer for you on that, but it is something that, you know, there's some dots out there to be questioned. And again, as we go along, like I say, I grew up in my father had a six-lane bowling alley. My grandmother had a restaurant and a bar room. It used to be a golf course. After I graduated, I worked on a golf course for five years, helped build five new holes and maintain the nine holes original. And my grandmother's place was a golf course back in World War II. And so the experience I got after I got out of college, I took a couple years of engineering. I went and I rebuilt that golf course at my grandmother's place, and then I had the bar and restaurant, and it took me 11 years to complete it. And so anyhow, I had an association of a lot of people. It started with older people that were associated with my grandmother, and then it switched over to younger people that was more like my character. And geez, it was quite a family, I'm going to say. But at the same time, I had some troubled days, and there were some people that shouldn't be really drinking, but also they were, you know, it's like where you put in a balance of business. The balance of business of oil is to charge more money and have us have cars with less gas mileage when we could have cars with almost 7 to 10 times more gas mileage, but it's a bad form of business. In the bar room, the big drinkers are your money makers, and so you don't always turn them away, even though it would probably be the better thing to do, but it's a fact of business. If you don't pay your bills, you can't be in business, so you kind of allow those people to drink too much sometimes or too often when they should be home with their family.
But you were in the bar business, you know, and the question is, you have a bartender, you know, working there, and they just, you know, sit there intentionally just loading up people, you know, with drinks because, you know, they want that person to either keep coming back because they want to look like they're good or, you know, they're trying to have a relationship with that person and just, you know, douse them with alcohol to the maximum. You know, and it costs, I guess, the bar a lot of money, you know, in regards to the fact that they're doing that, just, you know, giving out constant free drinks. And then these people they do it to, you know, they're fainting. And one of the studies I looked at in regards to alcohol, many people sit there with this thing that, you know, oh, okay, it's hereditary, you know, this and that and the other. And indeed, yeah, there's a lot of things that deal with your genetics and DNA. You are your mother, your father, relatives from the past and everything. But, you know, again, we have self-control, which we don't all the time use. We have the ability to choose not to do things.
Well, another thing that goes on with alcoholism, if you have parasites love alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a problem with parasites,
that's the point I was going to bring.
Mm-hmm. And you start drinking, you realize all of a sudden you may not associate the parasites with the alcohol, but since the parasites leave your body alone while you're drinking alcohol, all of a sudden you become accustomed to drinking alcohol to alleviate the parasite problem.
That's exactly the point I was going to make, because, see, people don't realize that the parasite thing is a huge factor of why people drink. So it might not be a hereditary issue. And, folks, you don't believe me, check it out. It's out there. I guess, you know, Google it. It talks about how people have parasites, and because they have parasites, the alcohol drives the parasites out of the system. And because of that, they, you know, your body craves what it is that you need to basically survive. So if you, you know, drink a lot of water, you drink a lot of this, you eat this all the time or whatever, there's something in that that is needed in your body to replace something that is lacking. So alcoholics drinking alcohol to force out those parasites.
Well, in 1992, I took a trip to China for 21 days, and it was with the People Organization by the Dwight D. Eisenhower setup, and it's where they exchange people of different industries or different professions. We were with wastewater delegation. And anyhow, when we went to China, our instructor told us that when we were over there, it would be good for us to smoke, number one, because we're not used to the pathogens that are incurred in those other areas, and that the smoking would help kill the bacteria or pathogens that might enter our respiratory system, and the smoking was less damaging than the pathogens would be to us. Also, to drink 1 to 2 beers, or at least 2 beers or 1 good heavy alcohol within 5 to 10 minutes after eating anything, to kill any parasites that we might consume. And so anyhow, this was told us as a practice of good health. And so again, as they're trying to set us up for downing this country, they're trying to eliminate people from smoking and not having availability of a lot of smoking materials around and criminalize it. They're also doing the same thing with alcohol, criminalizing it to where we don't have a lot of it around. Most people won't be drinking or whatever. And so when some of these bacteria that they're doing with the bird flu that they're predicting on us, we really won't have the immediate quick defense, which would be smoking and drinking. That was the sanitary way of maintaining good health in the old days.
Yeah, because back in the old days, they used to use alcohol as a thing that would clean wounds, and you would drink it, and it would get rid of bacteria. It was a lot of the alcohol was considered almost like an antibiotic at one point, you know. And the thing is that, you know, some of it is not that bad. Like red wine you drink, and that's supposed to help you with heart conditions and things. But, you know, the thing is they demonize things and make it even worse. I'm not saying people should go out here and drink massively and things, but, you know, there's a level of society where, you know, people should be able to go out and be able to have entertainment and be able to feel safe and not be in an environment where they feel they're scrutinized, watched like Nazi Germany. And then, like I said, these bars used to be kind of like a fun place to go. You can't even, today, you very seldomly see a whole bunch of people any place anymore. They have demonized and scared people half to death. And then, again, if you go to bars and stuff, you know, not only do they have sports bars and stuff, you look at TV, people talk about what's going on. You're sitting there talking to that guy, and the other guy there might be sitting there, and he said, well, yeah, you know, yeah, what about President Bush? Yeah, I don't like that, you know. Or what's going on down in Texas Corridor? Why is it that they're, you know, splitting the country in half? You know, intelligent conversations might go on. So if those people are talking like that, they might come home and talk to their families and spread information back and stuff. So that's a communication port. So what do you do? Get rid of it. Those people won't communicate. They go home and go to bed, you know, at the given hour that they tell you.
Well, a lot of business is done over the bar room. And you come in and he says, hey, Harry, I need some backhoe work done. Can you come over next week or so? And so a lot of business was kind of conjured up because different contact people in the excavation business or carpentry business or plumbing business or whatever would make associations in those places. And again, as you have a few beers, you get drinking a little bit and you start loosening up of the tongue and talking, and then you start brainstorming a little bit too, to where you might say, hey, you know, you and I ought to get together because between the two of us, we can make something work here because we both have this expertise. And all of a sudden, the business is developed because you've got a couple guys thinking together, which they wouldn't have gotten together unless they had that open association of a place to meet and have a couple beers and just talk.
But see, today, you know, everything is being demonized, and you go somewhere, you know, out here in Chicago, they have a rash of these things going on where people go to the nightclub and somebody shoots or... then they shut it down, or somebody throws something at someone. They had one club out here, Isaac Hayes' club, and there was so skirmish. Somebody was some musicians got in a fight, and something was thrown in the audience, and they demonized that, shut that down immediately. And it was music and food. They had ribs and stuff in there. There was no reason they shut it down. And there was another incident where a ball player, his guard went into a nightclub and, you know, so something happened there, and then the alderman and everything, you know, shut it down, close it down, and stuff like that. So, again, they're closing these places down, and there's a little bit more to this than meets the eye, because the bottom line is that cut out the communication. They don't want you talking.
Well, not only that, you've got a situation. Wasn't that barroom that burned in Boston where they had the flaming expedition of the band that was playing caught the barroom on fire and burned a bunch of people? Wasn't that
yeah.
Boston? Well, weren't they the same people that had the kind of the same thing happen in other
cities? Yeah, well, in Chicago, they had this place called E2. And E2 had a situation where somebody came in the bar, and it was a whole lot of people, more than the capacity of the bar. I had gone in there before. And anyway, I went in there and didn't like the way it was set up. I came in there for a second for a business meeting because, again, people conduct business. I don't hang out in bars. I'm not into that like that. So anyway, I went in there and saw how it was set up. And anyway, they had something that somebody yelled out, anthrax. People came running down the thing and got squished up in the windows and, you know, died and asphyxiated. We'll talk more here, but it's interesting. The guys that were there filming that were the same guys who were in that other fire.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Hi, we're back, and this is the end of the first hour of the Dan Gurley Show. We want you to call in, 800-313-9443. We're talking, John and I, about, you know, entertainment spots shut down, bartenders being disrupted for doing their job. You know, shouldn't be like that. Now, what are we going to talk about in the next hour? Okay, how about the president's weekly address? I don't know if you heard that. This morning I heard it. He was telling folks out there that, you know, we put a new Democratic team in. But then, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. We don't care what they're saying. You need to be on page with us, because as soon as you send this in, we're going to veto it. And my veto power has got more power than you, so that means that whatever you put up here doesn't count as squat.
King George.
Hail King George. Hail Caesar. Because, you know, okay, we sat up there and ran up there and voted and, you know, patted each other on their, you know what, saying, wow, we got a team in there. They're going to clean up house. They're not going to allow any of this stuff going on. And the president says, you know what, you know, I don't like what you wrote here. I'm not going to allow it to go through, because I can veto it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Not going any further. Once I see it, I don't like it. It's veto. There's nothing you can do. They may as well get on the page with us. You know, what's going on here? What is going on here? Now, there's something called JAG, J-A-G. And it's a way the Joint Chiefs of Staff and certain people that are in the military can remove a president during a time of war, which we are in. We're in about how many different wars at this particular time? In World War II, I think it was six. This one is going up to hundreds and hundreds of different wars all over we're all involved in. So how do you feel about the president telling you in a weekly radio address? It says that, in fact, I'm looking at it right now, CNN, he would veto any measures to compel White House aides to testify under oath about the firing of U.S. attorneys. He was going to veto it. During his radio address, I'm looking at it right now, President Bush also blasted Democrats for including an Iraqi withdrawal date in a major spending bill. Mr. Bush said he will veto all measures that will tie troops, pull out timeline to war funding. Now, I will say this to you folks. I am for keeping the money going, because I know how this thing is going right now. And again, I wouldn't want to see the men and women over there fighting and not get, you know, armor and bullets and different things that they had to write to their family to get, because there's no funds, because money went to Halliburton. And Halliburton doesn't have to pay it back. They overstated invoices, remember, high level of overstate. We'll talk about that when we come back. I want your opinion, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break. At the beginning and the top of the next hour.